And next, let's turn to the auto industry in Russia. For more than four decades, an automaker has dominated a Russian city. Its plant churns out the country's iconic Lada sedan. The Lada is a car for the masses, cheap and basic. But today, sales are plummeting and the company plans to cut 25,000 jobs. It is the first time a Russian city will face such massive layoffs. NPR's Ann Garrels reports.
With one of every seven residents in Tolyatti working at Avtovaz, just about every family depends on the factory. As sales have plummeted, production has been cut in half, along with a work week and salaries. 38-year-old metal worker Vladimir Potomishnev now earns only $250 a month, not enough, he says, to feed and clothe his family. He blames Prime Minister Putin for focusing on oil and gas at the expense of Russian manufacturing.
I once believed in Putin and Medvedev, but no longer. We sit on oil and gas, and they think that's just fine.
The overall global economic crisis laid bare long-standing problems at the plant, which produces outdated models which cannot compete with foreign imports. In one of Tolyatti's many car showrooms, salesman Alexander Kavlov says the plant needs to improve quality.
All too often, the doors don't close correctly, and the plastic is poor. And of course, we need new designs.
Sergei Tselikov, a leading industry analyst, says Putin approved new management at Avtovaz 4 years ago. But Tselikov says it's failed to come up with a long-term strategy to save either the plant or the city.
Management is not from the automobile industry, and there continues to be a huge turnover at the top. They're lurching month to month with no real plans for the future.
This summer, the government, which indirectly owns 25% of Avtovaz, provided $1 billion in emergency support to avoid what Putin described as the General Motors scenario. But it wasn't enough to avert the massive layoffs. More money, a lot more money, is still needed. On Friday, Putin demanded that Renault and its partner Nissan, the two largest foreign shareholders, help modernize the plant, or Putin threatened to review their status. Once the pride of the Soviet Union, Tolyatti is now shabby. Pyotr Zolotaryov, head of the local independent trade union, anticipates the situation will only get worse.
The local government doesn't have taxes to repair roads or fix the lights. There are problems with the water supply. The infrastructure is wearing out. We see much more crime, more drugs than ever before. The best and the brightest, who could save the city, are fleeing.
Analyst Tselikov estimates that for every job lost at the plant, another will be lost in town, bringing the total new unemployed to as many as 70,000. Officials hope public service jobs like street cleaning can cover some of these numbers, but most people don't see how the city can cope with this unprecedented crisis. Victoria Melnikov works at a clothing store.
It feels 100%.
Everyone is already feeling the effects of the pay cuts, and now everyone is wondering if they will have a job. My parents work at Avtovaz. If they lose their jobs, what will they live on? Nobody knows what's going on.
Anatoly Ivanov, a member of the city council, says the situation is potentially explosive.
Will there be strikes? Will there be violence? Will workers close the main highways like they did in Pikolyovo last summer? It's very possible it could reach that point, and the security services are poised to stop this.
Management has yet to announce which workers will be let go, only saying the first to be cut will be those who are at or near pension age, 55 for women, 60 for men. Nikolai Chubenko moved here to build the plant in 1968. Now 60, he has no idea how he and his family will survive if he's among those cut.
Some Russian economists say the crisis is over, but we see it's just beginning. Everyone is just waiting.
Waiting and hoping they're not on the list and wondering what happens next. Ann Garrels, NPR News, Tolyatti.